Nashville. Cloudy over our station in Metro Center right now. It has been rainy earlier today. There's about a 50% chance of more showers through the day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A group of Republican and Democratic state lawmakers is working together in hopes of resurrecting a federal summer lunch program for kids that was rejected by Governor Bill Lee 2 years ago. The Sunbucks program provides a one-time $120 payment for each eligible school-aged child during the months when school is out. That helps 700,000 children. Governor Lee declined to enroll the state, insisting the program costs too much to administer. But after pushback from lawmakers and children's advocates, Lee started a similar but smaller program that benefited far fewer students. This new bipartisan proposal has been approved to move forward after pressure from voters, educators, pediatricians, and faith leaders to restore the funding. It's scheduled for discussion tomorrow in the Senate Finance, Ways, and Means Committee. A conservative think tank has filed a federal lawsuit against Hawkins County in East Tennessee, seeking to repeal its local ban on data centers. As WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports, neighbors hope their government will fight back.
The Beacon Center of Tennessee filed a lawsuit in federal court at the beginning of April. It claims Hawkins County's sweeping ban on data centers defies the equal protections guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. They're representing Exotic Ridge, a Kentucky-based cryptocurrency mining company that wants to install a Bitcoin mine in the middle of a farming community.
I really don't understand why they would want to come in to a community where they're not wanted.
That's Mike Trentum. He and his wife live across the street from the proposed development. They fear the lawsuit could set a dangerous precedent if a federal judge sides with the company.
So it's really everybody's fight. It's not just our fight, in my opinion.
In its complaint, the Beacon Center alleges Hawkins County violated Exotic Ridge's civil rights by discriminating against them based solely on their industry. The county hopes to fight that claim in court. For WUOT News, I'm Pierce Gentry in Bulls Gap, Tennessee.
In the 82-game NHL season, the Nashville Predators' playoff hopes now come down to just one game. Tonight's. After a rocky year, the Predators are fighting for the wild card spot in the NHL playoffs in their last two games of the regular season. But right now, the Los Angeles Kings have the advantage. If the Predators win tonight against the San Jose Sharks, they could still have a chance. But if they lose and the Kings win, the Preds won't make the playoffs. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.